Although proponents of the IDM occasionally suggest that the designer could be a space alien or a time-traveling cell biologist, no serious alternative to God as the designer has been proposed by members of the IDM, including defendants' expert witnesses. In fact, an explicit concession that the intelligent designer works outside the laws of nature and science, and a direct reference to religion, is Panda's rhetorical statement, "What kind of intelligent agent was it, the designer?" And answer, "On its own, science cannot answer this question. It must leave it to religion and philosophy." A significant aspect of the IDM is that despite defendants' protestations to the contrary, it describes ID as a religious argument. In that vein, the writings of leading ID proponents reveal that the designer postulated by their argument is the God of Christianity. Dr. Barbara Forrest, one of the plaintiff's expert witnesses, is the author of the book Creationism's Trojan Horse. She has thoroughly and exhaustively chronicled the history of ID in her book and other writings for her testimony in this case. Her testimony and the exhibits which were admitted with it provide a wealth of statements by ID leaders that reveal ID's religious, philosophical, and cultural content. The following is a representative grouping of such statements made by prominent ID proponents. Philip Johnson, considered to be the father of the IDM, developer of ID's wedge strategy, which will be discussed below, and author of the 1991 book entitled Darwin on Trial, has written that theistic realism, or mere creation, are defining concepts of the IDM. This means that God is objectively real as creator and recorded in the biological evidence. In addition, Philip Johnson states that the Darwinian theory of evolution contradicts not just the book of Genesis, but every word in the Bible from beginning to end. It contradicts the idea that we are here because a creator brought about our existence for a purpose. ID proponents Johnson, William Dembski, and Charles Thaxton, one of the editors of Pandas, situate ID in the book of John in the New Testament of the Bible, which begins, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God." Dembski has written that ID is a ground-clearing operation to allow Christianity to receive serious consideration, and Christ is never an addendum to a scientific theory, but always a completion. Moreover, in turning to defendant's lead expert, Professor Behe, his testimony at trial indicated that ID is only a scientific as opposed to a religious project for him. However, considerable evidence was introduced to refute this claim. Consider to illustrate that Professor Behe remarkably and unmistakably claims that the plausibility of the argument for ID depends upon the extent to which one believes in the existence of God. As no evidence in the record indicates that any other scientific proposition's validity rests on belief in God, nor is the court aware of any such scientific propositions, Professor Behe's assertion constitutes substantial evidence that in his view, as is commensurate with other prominent ID leaders, ID is a religious and not a scientific proposition. Dramatic evidence of ID's religious nature and aspirations is found in what is referred to as the Wedge Document. The Wedge Document, developed by the Discovery Institute's Center for Renewal of Science and Culture, hereinafter CRSC, represents from an institutional standpoint, the IDM's goals and objectives, much as writings from the Institute for Creation Research did for the earlier creation science movement, as discussed in McLean. The Wedge document states in its five-year strategic plan summary that the IDM's goal is to replace science as currently practiced with theistic and Christian science. As posited in the Wedge document, the IDM's governing goals are to defeat scientific materialism and its destructive moral, cultural, and political legacies, and to replace materialistic explanations with the theistic understanding that nature and human beings are created by God. The CRSC expressly announces in the Wedge document a program of Christian apologetics to promote ID. A careful review of the Wedge document's goals and language throughout the document reveals cultural and religious goals as opposed to scientific ones. ID aspires to change the ground rules of science to make room for religion, specifically beliefs consonant with a particular version of Christianity. In addition to the IDM itself describing ID as a religious argument, ID's religious nature is evident because it involves a supernatural designer. The courts in Edwards and McLean expressly found that this characteristic removed creationism from the realm of science and made it a religious proposition. Prominent ID proponents have made abundantly clear that the designer is supernatural. Defendants' expert witness ID proponents confirmed that the existence of a supernatural designer is a hallmark of ID. First, Professor Bea has written that by ID he means not designed by the laws of nature, and that it is implausible that the designer is a natural entity. Second, Professor Minnick testified that for ID to be considered science, the ground rules of science have to be broadened so that supernatural forces can be considered. Third, Professor Stephen William Fuller testified that it is ID's project to change the ground rules of science to include the supernatural. Turning from defense expert witnesses to leading ID proponents, Johnson has concluded that science must be redefined to include the supernatural if religious challenges to evolution are to get a hearing. Additionally, Dembski agrees that science is ruled by methodological naturalism and argues that this rule must be overturned if ID is to prosper. Further support for the proposition that ID requires supernatural creation is found in the book Pandas, to which students in Dover's ninth grade biology class are directed. Pandas indicates that there are two kinds of causes, natural and intelligent, which demonstrate that intelligent causes are beyond nature. Professor Haught, who as noted was the only theologian to testify in this case, explained that in Western intellectual tradition, non-natural causes occupy a space reserved for ultimate religious explanations. Robert Pennock, plaintiff's expert in the philosophy of science, concurred with Professor Haught and concluded that because its basic proposition is that the features of the natural world are produced by a transcendent, immaterial, non-natural being, ID is a religious proposition regardless of whether that religious proposition is given a recognized religious label. It is notable that not one defense expert was able to explain how the supernatural action suggested by ID could be anything other than an inherently religious proposition. Accordingly, we find that ID's religious nature would be further evident to our objective observer because it directly involves a supernatural designer. A hypothetical reasonable observer, adult or child, who is aware of the history and context of the community and forum, is also presumed to know that ID is a form of creationism. The evidence at trial demonstrates that ID is nothing less than the progeny of creationism. What is likely the strongest evidence supporting the finding of ID's creationist nature is the history and historical pedigree of the book to which students in Dover's ninth grade biology class are referred, Pandas. Pandas is published by an organization called FTE, as noted, whose articles of incorporation and filings with the Internal Revenue Service describe it as a religious Christian organization. Pandas was written by Dean Kenyon and Percival Davis, both acknowledged creationists, and Nancy Piercy, a young Earth creationist, contributed to the work. As plaintiffs meticulously and effectively presented to the court, Pandas went through many drafts, several of which were completed prior to and some after the Supreme Court's decision in Edwards, which held that the Constitution forbids teaching creationism as science. By comparing the pre- and post-Edwards drafts of Pandas, three astonishing points emerge. One, the definition for creation science in early drafts is identical to the definition of ID. Two, cognates of the word creation, creationism and creationist, which appeared approximately 150 times, were deliberately and systematically replaced with the phrase ID. And three, the changes occurred shortly after the Supreme Court held that creation science is religious and cannot be taught in public school science classes in Edwards. This word substitution is telling, significant, and reveals that a purposeful change of words was effected without any corresponding change in content, which directly refutes FTE's argument that by merely disregarding the words creation and creationism, FTE expressly rejected creationism in pandas.